ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 794. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who jumped into Helldivers just in time for the boycott, Wombat. Do you even know about that?
Yeah, dude. I was just seeing how long I could wait to see.
Why? You trying to troll me? Because I had technical difficulties before?
Uh-huh.
That's not funny at all.
I thought it was pretty funny.
You know how sweaty my ass is right now?
I bet it's pretty...
It's not, actually.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I know. I got the Helldivers the day before the contract. Like, literally, I get the game the next day. It's the trending on everything.
Right, for bad reasons, which we'll talk about. We'll talk about Wombat playing of the game and also the ridiculous controversy.
It's pretty funny that that's how it worked out.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. How was everybody's Mother's Day?
It was fine.
Do anything interesting?
Did I do any? No, we went to the mall. That was about as exciting as we got.
Did you buy mall? That's not very exciting, I gotta say.
It's kind of a weird Mother's Day. I don't want to bring everyone down, but you know, my grandmother passed away a month ago. So my mother just wasn't feeling Mother's Day because
right.
her mom just died.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was a more low key. Usually we would do more, but this was kind of just a very insular Mother's Day.
At the mall.
Well, I got Laura a sticker that looks like Tima.
Okay.
But it's like a sticker that goes on it's supposed to go on like your water bottle.
Mm.
And we're like, well, go to the mall and I'll let you because I don't want to pick out a water bottle.
I'll let
for
you
her.
Pick out a sticker. Oh, okay. The water.
No, I got the custom sticker.
Okay. I was making sure you didn't take a trip to the mall for a sticker.
No, I got her the custom sticker. She picked out the water bottle that she wanted the sticker to go with.
Was it a Stanley water bottle?
We looked at the Stanleys, but she went with a Hydro Flask. That was the winner.
I have a water bottle recommendation. They sell them at Target and they're $11.
Yeah, hers was a little bit more than that. But it was Mother's Day. I wasn't going to cheap out.
I feel like the markup on these water bottles has got to be incredible. Even like the fucking $11 water bottle. I mean, it's just plastic and there's two pieces of plastic.
Well, together. This is aluminum or whatever it is. Metal.
Right. Excuse me.
And that was like $50.
That's a lot.
A lot.
Shipwreck almost choked on his whiskey or whatever he was drinking over there.
And there was also a Greyhound t-shirt involved. There was a Greyhound t-shirt too.
Why didn't, now you went for the sticker. Why not that like 3D printed, like amorphous, like memorial thing that they sell at the mall kiosks that always looks slightly creepy? You didn't go with that?
All those glass things?
Yeah, no, I don't even know what you call that.
Yeah. We didn't come with one of those.
Does people, anybody buy that?
I've never seen anyone buy. I'm pretty sure it's a front for something. They probably sell drugs. I'm sure you go over there and go, I'd like the engraving.
Right, right. Well, right. Who else would want one of those?
I'll take an ounce of engraving, please.
With anchovies?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, Wombat.
I don't know the movie.
The Pizza Boy. Lover with the...
Lover Boy?
Yeah.
Lover Boy.
Right? Yeah, Lover Boy. That's, yeah, that was the
that was the code. Movie. And then,
Yes.
And then
did he know someone was going to order that for real?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's not that ridiculous to think somebody would order anchovies on the menu. There. It's like such a dumb plot point for a major plot point for a movie.
I don't know. Yeah, but it still won the Oscar. So.
<Did it? laughs> No. Which Oscar was that? Oscar the Grouch's award for shitty movies. I mean, anchovies, yeah, it's not like a pizza with sandpaper. Like, nobody's going to order that. Like, it's not even on the menu.
How
but
do you know?
Because it's just too random. It's a random thing to put on a pizza, but anchovies right on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a lover boy guy or are you a can't buy me love guy?
Can't Buy Me Love is probably the better movie. But then again, he did put shit on the guy's porch and it was his best friend. And he was a ginger. So,
Can't Buy Me Love is the better movie.
Yeah,
Just One of the Guys is the better movie.
That's different. That's altogether different. That one has boobs in it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's the better movie.
Yep.
I like how that's the big reveal too of that movie.
Right.
Boobs.
You'll never believe me. Oh yeah, it's smart. You got to leave the audience satisfied. I think, you know, there's not, was there a sequel? Just one of the
I don't think girls. Yeah. Just another one of the guys.
Or one of the girls, switch it around.
They didn't make sequels back then.
Right.
These were just one off. Told you the whole story. Didn't need more. got you in and out of there in an hour and a half.
Right. Left you with a boner. Perfect. I'm trying to think if we did anything exciting for Mother's Day. I don't know that I could beat Mall and Water Bottle. No, we went to
I live a life. I live a very exciting life.
We went to the Whitney Museum in the city. Nice. And it was nice. It was yeah. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I had no great stories. Just looked at the art that we didn't understand and, you know, nodded our heads and moved on to the next one.
Appreciatively, though. You're nodding your heads. Yeah.
I love museums. I love going to museums, and one of the moms requested it, so who am I to say no to a museum?
One of the moms?
Yeah. There's my mom, and then there's Ty's mom.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Those are the moms.
I'm like, is there something, is there a sister wife situation going on?
I have another
on
family. I have a secret family. But was a secret. No. My mom like doesn't care, but, you know, Ty's mom has suggestions.
That's fair.
And I know to go with those suggestions. That they're not really suggestions.
Yep.
Anyway, Chip, anything exciting going on over there? Like, kill these bugs flying around. Oh, I did kill it. Look.
Oh, my gosh. Nice job, Danielson.
I'll just put that on this tissue here, I guess. Should we do show feedback? Unless you want to say anything, Chip? Anything exciting going on over there? You got a yellow shirt on with a collar. That's nice. That's pretty exciting.
Thank you.
You don't see too many of those anymore.
Yellow shirts with collars?
Yep.
No, this is the only one I have, I believe. So I just break it out for special audio podcasts occasions.
Perfect.
No, there's nothing. Yeah. Mother's Day. I played a lot of backyard baseball Mother's Day. That was it.
Is that a video
you mean
game?
Actual baseball in the backyard?
Baseball in the backyard. Yes.
That's fair.
Was mom catcher or outfielder? Or a spectator?
One mom was a spectator and one mom was playing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I almost hit one mom in the head with a pitch. So.
It was her fault. She shouldn't be standing so close.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm trying to find out where she wanted the pitch. Yeah, like maybe she wanted it there. The don't right? Lean, like, don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. I don't know if she might like them high and tight.
Right. You only play once a year on Mother's Day.
Right.
All right. Should we do some show feedback?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jeff Barber 939 has to say, used to love listening to these guys. Now it's like watching The View.
What does that even mean?
I think it's supposed to be a jab that we're too liberal, I think is the jab, or we're attractive older ladies.
A diverse cast of older ladies?
Of older ladies. Yeah, that's what I'm.
Well, right. Thank you. Jeff
yeah,
Barber.
I'm going to say thanks.
They're very successful.
And very successful. I mean, you know, I have been compared to Whitney Houston before. Whitney Houston, that was in the chat.
So like, she's mind. On The View now?
Whoopi Goldberg. No, it was in the chat, and I was reading the chat while...
How dare you? Don't look at the chat.
Houston was in the chat?
Huh? Someone brought up Whitney Houston in the chat, and I was reading that whilst getting my thought out. I have been compared to Whoopi Goldberg before, so...
Right.
It checks.
Yeah.
As I ruined my own joke.
You deserve it.
I do. Meteor 1522 has to say, Stellar Blade is excellent with its polished gameplay and solid combat. It's a shame some people are ignoring it just because of some dumb ideology. Nobody was whining about Cyberpunk 2077's revealing outfits, and that game's awesome too. I'm confused at what he's saying. Are some people, does he think people are ignoring it because the outfits are too skimpy? Because it was my understanding the controversy was that people are quote unquote ignoring Stellar Blade because the outfits aren't skimpy enough.
Well, ignoring is not the right word. I mean, it got a lot of attention because of the whole outfit thing, that the outfits got became less racy as when the game came out compared to the original artwork. And then I guess there was a boycott
planned
or enacted because of that. I don't know that there's really any ideology. Like, people wanted it to look that way.
I don't think it's an ideology. I think it's just an ideology. Is that a thing?
By the way, is skimpy outfits an ideology?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think
it is. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Is that?
Okay. Wanting to see like more skin is not really an ideology.
But it doesn't violate any of the Ten Commandments, so maybe it is.
It's just,
unless the skimpy outfit is on the wife of your neighbor,
right?
Then it's a violation.
Are you married to? Married? Are you the neighbor? Stellar Blade of Stella.
If her you're
Stella,
yeah, Stella. It's Stella R. Blade.
Wait a minute. None of this is true.
Of course, her name is Stella R. Blade.
Right.
What else would it be?
She kills vampires.
Yes, exactly. And she's married to my neighbors.
And she's being forced to wear these clothes that she doesn't want to. She wants to show like a lot of cleavage and butt crack. And if I
see it, and she's married to my neighbor, that is a violation of my ideology.
I see. So this is an important game, actually. It can affect whether you go to heaven or not.
Exactly. So there's real ramifications to the outfits in this game.
So it's really not about
ideology around this game. I'm just waiting. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to just wait until it goes on sale.
That's fair.
And then that's probably what was going to happen anyway, though.
Right. It'll go. That is. But and then all of the controversy will die down at that time, and I will have forgotten about it.
I think it's dead now, isn't it? Pretty much.
I probably.
I was going to say I haven't seen hide nor hair of it in the last week or so. So I think
they've been covering up the hair. That's the problem.
Hey,
and there's not enough hide.
I'm pretty sure there's a landing strip anyway. There's no hair.
Though there's probably something new to be outraged, some new bullshit thing to be outraged about now that can get that's going to put some digital asses. Yeah, of course. You have to move on to the next thing.
Outrage. Yeah.
Because you can only tweet it, you know, when you're tweeting about it all day, every day about this horrible thing to happen.
There's outrage today. Did we even put it on the outline? I mean, they announced the Assassin's Creed.
There's outrage about that?
Of course there is. Did you watch the trailer?
I did, but I don't know what the outrage is. Let's wait till we get it there. I put it on the outline.
Okay. I see. Okay.
I sort of skimmed through it. Like, since there was no gameplay in the trailer, I'm like, I don't need to.
Do you want your moron outrage? We got your moron outrage later in the show.
I'm going to look forward. I look forward to that because I was like,
because I have not seen this trailer.
You are going to do the shrug and go, why and what's wrong with these people?
Okay.
Did they finally put it in space?
No.
I know what it is. I already know what it is.
There you go.
There was a black guy in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And that's a problem.
Yes, it is. Well, it reasons. Isn't. But
how can I believe that this is a real thing that I'm playing now because there's a black guy there? And how could there have been a black guy there? Even though there were actually white guys and black guys there when you look at history. But let's not let the facts get in the way. Let's just get outraged really fast before we even like can Google whether that happened or not. Anyway.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's funny.
Yep. I told you.
Yeah, that is funny. They made a movie about it. They made a movie about the black guy that was in Japan.
I'm just saying that's the outrage du jour. You asked, I provide.
Crazy, crazy.
I know, people are morons. What do you want from me?
I, like, you know what I do before I get outraged? Every time, there's one thing I do before I get outraged. At least one.
Masturbate.
Yes, okay, two things.
Smoke weed.
Three things. I Google it. I Google the thing that I'm at, to see if I'm actually, should be outraged about it. Is this a thing that happened? Is this a factual thing? Is this something even worth getting outraged about? Like, anyway, people just gotta fill the next thing. You know, they gotta get those likes, especially since you get paid for them now on Twitter. So even more motivation. All right, let's move on to Watch This Jerks because I see we're loaded up.
We are loaded up. I watched Unfrosted.
Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie.
Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie. I know Jerry Seinfeld, some people, okay, so he is a little problematic, but that's okay. I still watched his movie.
Wait, why is he I saw that the Duke graduation or some commencement speech he gave the students.
Yeah, I don't know. People are unhappy with him for many reasons.
And he said thing about like liberal, like left wing. You can't have comedy anymore because of the left wing. Left or something.
Yeah, you can't have comedy anymore, which also is ridiculous. But he said a couple of ridiculous things recently.
Look, he's an older guy now. He's like, he's doing like this media tour for the movie. He's probably just running out of shit to say. So he doesn't know what's coming out. He just had to apologize for something that he said about Howard Stern, which is like his friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that,
I saw that too.
It's just a situation, I think, where like, look, if you put somebody, you know, if you make somebody speak for like 3 or 4 hours a day, and they're not just going to say the same thing over and over again. They're probably going to slip up and say something weird, especially.
I've been talking for 15 minutes and I already called Whoopi Goldberg Whitney Houston. So let's.
Right. All right. So how's the movie? That's the important thing.
I'm going to apologize to both of them. Unfrosted as a movie is very interesting because I know the reviews on it were terrible.
Oh, were they? Okay.
And I saw headlines. I didn't watch the videos, but I saw headlines on certain videos that were like, Unfrosted, worst movie of the year or worst movie of all time? And I was like, how bad could this be?
Oh.
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
It's a light comedy, but I think we're in a world where there aren't many light comedies out there. And I think for people that are used to, you know, for people who consider The Bear to be a comedy, something like Unfrosted might be very jarring to them because there's no stakes in this movie at all. There's no villains. There's nothing bad happens. It's like a cartoon that's live action. It's very bright. It's very colorful. There's lots of gags.
Does Seinfeld play Seinfeld in the movie?
Pretty much. And there's some dark jokes in there. But even the dark jokes are so heightened that they're almost played for they're cartoony. You know, there's no point in the movie where it takes a turn to go, oh, man, didn't see that. Oh, that was dark. Oh, my emotions. It's not going to happen in this movie. But it's also the kind of movie that when it's over, you're like, all right, I saw that.
And you learned something about Pop-Tarts.
No, there's no facts in them. And
oh, really? You didn't even learn anything about Pop-Tarts?
Not really. There is one. They do show one fun fact at the end, like a little bit about Marjorie Post, which is also interesting. Here's a little fun fact that they don't bring up in the movie. Marjorie Post, the founder of, you know, who ran Post Cereals and was a very famous, wealthy female woman CEO, one of the first big women CEOs who made a lot of money. She also there's a park named after her in Massapequa called Marjorie Post Park. And Jerry Seinfeld grew up walking distance from that park.
And he said, one day I'm going to make a movie about
Pop-Tarts. And one of the main characters is going to be Marjorie Post. So I thought that was kind of, it's not obviously not brought up in the movie, but because I've been to that park many times, I was like, hey,
there's a fact for our audience.
I'm like, there's something there.
You'll never get a fact like that from any other show.
You won't, but he did. He grew up very close to Marjorie. I don't live that close to that park, but he did. So it's a nice park, though.
That's a CADcast exclusive.
Yep.
What else are we watching?
I watched Let It Be, the original cut of the Beatles documentary from 1970 that was buried for the last 50 years. They finally released it. I had never seen it before.
Why was it buried?
Basically, it was buried because it was when the Beatles were breaking up and they didn't really want it out there, was what I always heard, is that they just didn't like how they came off in Let It Be. But I think that was probably, if that's true, it was overblown. If it was just for other reasons, like whatever the reasons were, just getting the rights together, I don't know. They do a lot of covers in Let It Be, so I wonder if that had something to do with it. I don't know. If you watched Get Back, the 4 hour or whatever it is,
four.
the super long Peter Jackson documentary, you've seen most of what's in Let It Be. There are things in Let It Be that are not in there. And Get Back tells Get Back has hindsight. I mean, that's the difference. Get sure. Back has context. It's been 50 years. The Beatles are the Beatles. So when Peter Jackson is cutting this, he's cutting it in a way where it's telling this story and we're seeing these masters do their thing in a way we've never seen before. And we're getting insight to their process and what they were doing and what they were trying to do. And there's even like, you know, title cards and like, oh, and in 1969, the Beatles were asked to do blah, 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 and that kind of stuff. Let sure. It Be has none of that. Let It Be, it just opens. They play some songs. They talk for a little bit to each other. They play some more songs. There's no through line. There's no story to it. They don't go over any of the context either. And it's being made obviously at the time. So it doesn't have the hindsight or perspective of, oh, the Beatles are about to play on a rooftop and it's going to be their last live performance. They didn't know that when they were making Let It Be. They were just making this documentary of the Beatles. Essentially, it just seems like them dicking around in the studio for an hour and a half. So it's interesting to watch if you love the Beatles and you get to hear them play some amazing live music. You forget how great they are when they, you know, jamming live, but there's no story there. I could see why maybe people, you know, they didn't widely release it for so long because there's no there. Because again, I think it just lacks perspective of understanding who the Beatles would be after they broke up.
Where can I watch this? Because I'll watch it.
This is on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, this is on Disney Plus. It's totally worth your time. But that's just
No, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that's my two cents. Totally worth your time. It's still amazing. But it's really interesting to watch a Beatles documentary where there's no perspective on who the Beatles were in a way.
You're just watching them do their thing.
You're just watching them do their thing.
I feel like they were pretty big in the 60s.
They were. It's not that there was no understanding of the, you know, oh my God, I can't believe it's the Beatles. But they also kind of just stroll into Apple Studios, which you do see in the Get Back documentary. Sure. But there's only like two girls standing outside. Michael Lindsay Hogg, the director, you see this more in Get Back than you do in Let It Be, kind of treats them like shit during the making of this documentary.
I feel like you have to if you're going to.
I don't know.
Work with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's this next thing? We've talked about this long enough.
Yeah. Okay. what's the contestant?
The contestant is a movie on HBO. Not HBO, Hulu. It's a documentary, 90 minutes, perfect length. It's about the first reality show, which actually was in Japan. It's very much like the Truman Show. I'll give you the quick concept, and you'll see, like, it's fucking crazy. They took this guy, they put him in a room, they bring him to a room. They say that they're recording him. They don't tell him that it's going to be broadcast. In fact, they tell him it's probably not going to be broadcast. Inside the room is just a magazine rack, okay? A rack of magazines, a table, and postcards. They tell him to strip down, take away all his clothes, and they say, you have to write into magazines to win prizes. And that is the only way you're going to get anything. You are in this room. There's not food. I mean, we'll give you some crackers so you don't die, but food and drink, clothing, anything that you would need to live in this room, you're going to need to win out of these magazines and these postcards. And there's a camera there, and I don't want to ruin the documentary because it's fucking insane. But let's just say he is in there for a very long time. And wow. Like, if this was in America, the TV station would have been sued into oblivion. But anyway, it's a little depressing, but it has like sort of like a happy ending sort of. Yeah.
They pay for his funeral? Is that the happy ending? No.
Semper in the chat says it sounds illegal. Yeah, in America, there would have been an incredible lawsuit over it. But you got to watch it. It's wild to watch, and it's not super depressing. It does not fit my depressing documentary genre. That's the contestant. It's on Hulu, and Fred Armisen is the voice of the Japanese TV show VoiceOver.
Okay.
That's it. That's the star power. That's the star power. Anyway, you got to watch it. The contestant. And what was cool is that Mrs. Chibi didn't know anything about it because she had moved to America when this all happened in Japan. So it was all new for her too. What do we got on the TV show side?
I watched this. It's a special. It's a 6-part special that's on Netflix. It's called Everyone's in LA with John Mulaney. And he did a live talk show. He actually did it on a Friday, took the weekend off, and then did Monday through Friday. So it's 6 nights, 5 in a row. They were all live. They're all on Netflix now. It is a very bizarre experiment of doing a talk show live 6 days in a row. It has some really cool guests on it. I mean, you know, David Letterman was a guest, and Patton Oswalt was a guest, and Mike Birbiglia was on, Bill Hader, Will Ferrell was on there. Lots of, you know, lots of famous comedians. And with that, there were also like an earthquake expert or someone from the La Brea Tar Pits or an expert on coyotes. That's the first episode. So they have like this sort of theme where they try to have almost like a Dick Cavett type roundtable where they discuss a serious topic, but it doesn't really stick, obviously, because it's comedians and it's John Mulaney. And there are some pre-taped segments in between, probably to help with setting things up. There's some really interesting musical guests also. They had Weezer and Beck and Warren G. And who else? There was another. Oh, Los Lobos.
Hey, Warren G?
Yeah.
And he's still alive?
He sings Regulate.
No, he's
dead.
Sing song?
I thought he's dead. He's still alive, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Might be thinking about Nate G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good. That was sad the other day.
He got all these people on that like play, and he got them to play their hits. Like Weezer came on and played Buddy Holly, and Beck came on and played Loser, and Los Lobos played La Bamba.
Nice.
It's interesting just to watch. Yeah. Flea was on an episode. It's very weird. It probably the episodes might sometimes feel a little long because they're an hour each. But it's a worthwhile experiment. I would like to see him do more. He says he's never going to do it again. So we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Beck in concert. He was really good.
I bet.
That was so long ago. It was his that big album, 2 Turntables and a Microphone. I forgot the name of the album. Odelay.
Odelay?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hammerstein Ballroom.
Nice.
What else we got?
I finished X-Men because I didn't want it to get spoiled for me. So I had to watch the finale as soon as I could. And that's so good. It's probably the best thing Marvel's done since Werewolf by Night. So, you know, check that out. Check out X-Men 97. Have you been watching it still, Ship?
I have not watched any more since we last spoke about it. So still at the Genosha or whatever that country is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm right before that.
Okay. So I won't say much.
Good.
I don't want to spoil anything.
It's good, though. That's all we need to know.
It's super good. I'm sad it's over. That's how good it is.
Well, they're going to make another season, I'm sure, right?
I think it's almost done. Yeah.
Nice.
Because I think there may even be 2 more after it, depending upon how it goes. I wonder if they'll do... The rumor is they may bring back animated Spider-Man. Like since this was so good and Spider-Man ran at the same time, they may reboot that cartoon as well.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends?
No, Spider-Man 90s Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Oh.
So they would do Spider-Man 97.
The one where he became man spider and
yes. Yes. The one where he at one point got 6 arms.
Not the one with Firestar.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, Iceman. They could do that one as well. But
yeah, that would be cool too. But no, this one, because this one is in the same shared universe as the X-Men.
Yeah, and they just had the whole Madame Web movie too, so they could tie that in.
Wombat, I'm surprised it's on Netflix. You didn't watch it?
I know, I saw it was on there, and I was like so tempted to be like, do I watch this?
Oh, I'm going to watch that. There's no doubt about it. I'm gonna watch that.
I thought of Wombat first when that popped up on Netflix. I was like, Wombat's already watched this.
I have not watched it. I would really have to be like,
really? Come on.
Oh no, you have to be alone to watch this movie. Yeah. Like, there's no like, hey, there's another person in the room. I'm watching Madam Web. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Because they're gonna leave the room as soon as you
correct,
put it on.
Correct. Like,
nice. Well,
nothing about that movie looks appealing to me. Is the problem?
That's all right. I've watched all the rest. I mean, I watched the Carnage and the Venoms and the.
I did that. I watched Morbius too, but even those movies.
Morbins, yeah.
Those movies seem more appealing to me. There's no real superhero fighting in.
Sure, there is. They're fighting against like evil Spider-Man or something. Didn't you see the trailer?
I did, but they don't really.
How do you know? You haven't watched it yet.
I know how it ends. I know everything that happens in the movie.
Why did you do that?
Because I knew
he
I
help
wasn't.
Himself.
Because I didn't want to watch it. I'm like, if I just watch
it. But you're still going to watch it. You're gonna know everything about it, and then you're going to watch it still.
Maybe.
Right.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to you watching it.
I don't know if I am, but I am going to watch it.
Right.
So I didn't know this restarted. So this is back.
Yes. The Big Door Prize season 2 is back. We are up to date on it. It's still very good. The best character by far is who, Wombat?
Is it the friend who owns the restaurant?
Yes, Giorgio. Correct. Giorgio is one of the best characters ever on a television show.
He's a good actor. I like him.
I don't know the actor, but it's just like he's the perfect combination of he's got like a big ego, but he's lovable and a moron. It's just great. And you just, I don't know, he's just hilarious. Everything about him is just hilarious. One of the funniest characters ever. Great show on Apple TV, Big Door Prize. Those are only like half hour episodes too. So if you're into a show like that and it's funny.
How many episodes are out?
Of six, maybe of a good number.
Really?
Yeah, good number. Maybe five. Yeah.
See, this is what I get for now. I always forget to open up Apple TV on my thing and see what's on there.
There's good stuff on there.
They really didn't advertise this show at all.
Maybe. It's like funny. It's you know, most importantly, it's funny. It's cute, not depressing, a little heartwarming.
That's what I liked about the first season is that it kind of like it builds up to you thinking something dark is going to happen. And then it subverts the darkness by saying, actually, we're not going to do that.
Right.
That's not what this show is. And I actually really appreciated it. And I think there were like talking before, there are people that just don't like everything now has to be dark and depressing at the end that where it isn't people are like, well, I didn't like that. No one got their head chopped off.
Right.
Yeah. They're holding hands at the end. I don't like that.
Yeah. I find the writing is edgy enough that that it doesn't need to have any bullshit. Yeah. Like it's just, exactly. It's funny. It's funny. A funny edgy is plenty. Also season 2, The Jinx on Max, the Robert Durst documentary. Yeah,
you mentioned it last week.
Oh, we're all caught up on that. It's great. Should watch that. Hopefully, I don't know what happens, but it's good. And also I put on here, there's going to be another video game show coming to Amazon Prime Video, and that is going to be Shipwreck's favorite, Tomb Raider. And, you know, the Fallout TV show was super successful. Like
I watched it.
A lot of people watched it. I think it was their most successful.
Only I watched it.
No, it was just you. You must have watched it a lot.
No one else watched.
How many times did you watch it? Because they're making more just for you.
18 million times.
That's a lot. Anyway, so the Tomb Raider show is coming. And now, is that going to be super? I did not click on this article. I just pulled it up. I'm assuming this is going to be super violent too, because the game is pretty violent.
I mean, if it's based on the newer ones,
which it's got to be,
yeah. I don't know, like the violence, the super violence part is not the part of those games that I like.
That's not the hook. It's not like
it's the Indiana Jones stuff that's in Tomb Raider,
right? Yeah, so I don't know, could be good. I mean, it's not like they haven't done Tomb Raider two or three other times at this point, right?
Two
we had the one with the paint and the bikes.
We had Angelina Jolie, and we had Alicia Vikander.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That Fallout show had over 65 million viewers, by the way.
Which seems that's what I said. I watched it 65 million times.
What an ego on this guy.
Do I stutter?
I feel like that's going to do better than a Tomb Raider show. I feel like part of the Fallout, the reason that one like had so many viewers is that it was new to people as well. Right? Like, I think there's a lot of those 65 million that have never played a Fallout.
Oh, I know for sure. That for a fact.
Right?
I spoke to
Tomb Raider's got a more limited potential audience than that.
Yeah. Should we do new releases?
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know that is any worth mentioning, but
I've heard good things about Animal Well.
I have not.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a Metroidvania game.
Switch
and PC and PlayStation 5.
Okay. Animal Well.
Yeah, it's gotten good reviews. I don't know. It looks cool.
Retro style.
I've heard good things about Crow Country.
You have?
I have. That's not a joke.
Oh. I thought it was a Switch game. A $4 Switch game.
No, that's a $20 PlayStation game.
Yeah. Okay. Is that about crows?
It's a retro style. It's supposed to look like a PlayStation game that's like a horror survival. It's a horror survival game. With like a very unique visual style,
spooky,
and it has an 85 on Metacritic, and a 10 out of 10 on Steam.
That sounds good.
So, like I said, I've heard good things about it. It feels like it should have been a Game Pass game, but you know that's just me because I'm cheap.
Right.
But yeah, that game it looks interesting to me.
Have you heard anything about Awesome P3? It's PEA, not PEE.
Animal Well has a 91 on Metacritic, by the way. So,
which one? Animal Well?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you better than me?
You win.
For the games that neither one of us have played, I win.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Awesome P3, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I know what that is.
You do?
I saw it on the Xbox store when I was browsing through the screens and screens of crap that I still haven't figured out. Like,
why is it there?
Why haven't like at least one of these consoles like figured out like how to segregate out this stuff?
Right.
Like just
there needs to be some gatekeeping.
Right.
There like, used to be
let's do your gatekeeping here and we can put all the fine have these on the store, but we don't need to like sift through all of this stuff to find like the good stuff.
Do you remember when the Xbox 360 had that? It had that
it had like the indie store or whatever.
That
like,
weird indie store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's all mixed in.
Now it's all mixed in.
And so they did have it. It's a feature that existed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that was because like of the way the games were submitted.
Remember headphone jacks on phones? You used to be able to just plug a headset, any headset, right in there.
Yeah, I don't think these are related.
Sure they are. It's a thing that used to exist that made your life easier that doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Like, an ozone layer?
Like an ozone layer.
Hmm. All right.
It's so weird, too, though, because, like, you can tell, like, I feel like there's got to be AI out there that could just look at the box art image they put up on these things and sift through this and sort through it real quick. Because all the box art is terrible for all this stuff. Like, you can instantly look at it and go, like, all right, that's going to be terrible. Or there's no way the game looks like that, right? Like you look at it and go like, oh, this is like a super cartoony one. It's going to be.
I don't think this is a problem that AI needs to solve. Don't you think we can just hire like one college intern?
Person, just one person.
Like you don't even need to pay them much. It's not that complicated. There's not that many. Like
it's just like the papers, please. It's just like he's just doing that for the games. Just
exactly
looking at them and just like,
it's not that many. I mean, how many are you gonna have to do a day? Like 20 max?
That's true. I mean, there's only like 30 games that come out a week, right?
Yeah. They don't need AI for this.
Right. And if you mess up and put it in the wrong bin, like, you just fix it later.
Yeah, somebody will just call, like, and complain, like, Assassin's Creed is in the shit bin. What's going on here, Johnny Microsoft?
Right. I did see also that Braid Anniversary Edition came out.
Happy anniversary.
Yes. So.
I never liked that game.
I remember.
It was good.
I liked it.
Good. Yeah, it was
That was, I was just thinking about Wombat's pretentious indie game era before we were doing the show. Yeah.
I don't like that game. It was offensive to me. Like, what is this trying to do?
I remember you were offended by it.
Yeah. I'm like, this game, it's an allegory for, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
The good news is that it's all recorded, so anybody can go back and listen to it.
Yep. Didn't care then, don't care now.
It's time for your Fortnightly news, Wombat.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Fortnite season's wrapping up. We have about 10 days until the next season. They got some stuff to do, that's for sure, because this season, kind of as the kids would say, kind of mid, pretty mid season.
Because of the Greek gods?
No, the Greek gods was a good idea. The season before it was a, you know, pretty A+ season. It was a really good season. It had a lot going on. We discussed this before.
That was last season, was the Greek gods?
No, that's the season. It's been going for a while. Like,
it's been going on for a while. The changes that they made didn't work because what they had before was just better.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They had the spread out medallions. They had the different vaults. They had significantly more workbenches. It just was a more well-rounded.
The turtle thing. Tunnels and
yeah,
like there's more interesting things.
There were more interesting things in this season. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, we got rid of about 70% of those things, and we're gonna lump the medallions together in one spot. So there's no reason to go to like 80% of the map, and it just didn't work. Like They tried some cool things that almost worked, like wings was a neat idea that was new. But again, when the map itself isn't really tailored towards exploration like the previous map was, it didn't quite work as well. So I'm sorry, Fortnite. You know, I still love you, but I need you to step it up.
I've got to decide if I'm going to try to get to the 100 or not.
Yeah, see?
I'm like at like 75 or maybe 80. I'm not sure.
It would be really easy to get those 25 levels right now.
Oh, I know. We've been playing a lot of the Star Wars Lego.
Okay. Yeah.
So that is more entertaining now. And sometimes the quests actually work within the Lego Lego Fortnite now.
Yeah.
Before, like, it was, I don't know. You have all these quests, like, and you want to do quests, right? Like, because you're trying to, like, that's what you do in these games.
Mm-hmm.
But like you couldn't see the quests while you were actually playing the game. You could only see them in the like main menu.
And they fixed
that. That's good design.
And they fixed that, but not all the time. Like it we've been playing and like three out of the four of us might be able to like at any time check the menu to see what our quests are. Like while we're playing. But at least it seems like that's growing in the right direction and that it like has stuff to do now, like going around and like beating up stormtroopers and like talking to the rebel people and like building Star Wars stuff.
I checked that out. I checked that out too. That was kind of cool with the cinematic.
There was a whole event. Yeah. There was a whole event where
that was kind of cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, they put some effort into that. They just, you know, needed to spread that effort out and make it a little bit more well-rounded. I have unlocked everything I need to unlock for the season, so I don't need to play anymore. So maybe we take a little bit of a break until...
That's saying something there.
Like, until the next season starts.
Yeah.
Which is Loki, right?
Loki's coming.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy... I have a Loki, so I don't need to buy another Loki. So I'm good there too. I like the Loki emote, because I can use that with my existing Loki, but if that's like more than I want to spend, I'll just pass. So I did get some, I'll give a shout out to Darkness and Ooh Matter, who both sent me birthday skins for Fortnite and some really cool
Fortnite.
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Birthday. No, skins in the mail. of human beings.
Yes.
So they sent me some birthday skins. So thank you to both of them. It was really fun and really did brighten my day to turn on my Xbox and have that thing that comes up that says you have a gift and open it up. That was really cool. So
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That is a thing. You can gift people stuff. I've done it before.
Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
We got you.
It's okay. It wasn't a point. It wasn't
No, I know. I understand. I'm just saying I want to brighten your day if I can easily do that.
It's very easy to brighten my day. All you have to do is text me and say hello.
Oh,
that's all I need from you. That brightens my day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we do the next item here?
Yes, this was big news that also happened. Well, this happened last week. I was going to say right after we did the show, but no.
Yeah.
So there was a bloodbath over at Microsoft where they are hacking and slashing and slashing and hacking studios. The biggest ones being the studios behind Redfall, which maybe not that's missing. And the other is the studio behind Hi-Fi Rush, which is a little more surprising, but
because it was a hit. The game was a hit, as far as I know.
It, and they put it on the PlayStation 5. From what I read, is that a lot of people had left that studio before they shut it down. But I also saw some people say that's not what happened. So your guess is as good as mine there. So, but I know the founder of that studio, the Hi-Fi Rush studio, which if I was good, I would tell you the name of, had already left. Was that Tango? Is that Tango Gameworks?
That is the name of the studio.
Yeah. So the founder of Tango had already left and taken a lot of people with him is what I heard. And that might have been part of the reason why it was shut down, because that original talent wasn't there anymore.
Mm.
But again, I also, some people say that that's not entirely true. So
just wait for the Jason Schreier book in like 3 years.
Yeah, so you know, it is what it you know, it's sad all around. You know, even Redfall was made by an Arkane studio, Arkane Austin. You know, I do like Arkane games generally speaking, but I did not like Redfall. I know that game was a big disappointment for Microsoft. I know they're trying to right their ship, so to speak. I don't know if this is the way. I don't know what they're doing, to be perfectly honest.
Neither do they. Woo.
Yeah. They have bigger problems than Redfall and Hi-Fi Rush. Right.
Right. You think you want
to. Which may be part of why they chose to shut them down, right? Like it's a matter of where we want to put our focus at.
Yes. So, I mean, there's part of me that also thinks, and it's funny that they bought Activision, because what I think of when you have like these smaller studios that have talent and maybe getting rid of them isn't what you want to do. Maybe you sort of fold them in to work on the marquee projects, kind of like how Activision does with Call of Duty, with like Raven Software and Beenox, and they have them work on, you know, the zombies or the multiplayer, and you have all these studios working on these marquee games.
But what marquee games are they working on?
They're working on Call of Duty.
What? But I mean, these studios.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like maybe instead of having Arkane Austin and I already forgot the name of the other studio working on Hi-Fi Rush and Redfall, maybe they should be working on Fallout 5 and working on elements there to help expedite the release of that game or something.
Halo. Because
Halo. Another Halo. I mean, I've said.
Remember Halo?
The fact that there haven't been 10 Halo games.
It's insane.
Is insane. The fact that we don't have a new Halo game every other year. I know that seems like a lot.
Yeah, but it's pretty wild.
It's wild that we're not up to.
Halo is Xbox, and Xbox is Halo for the most part. Was anyway.
They diversified.
In a bad way.
In a bad way.
Yes.
They took their most valuable asset and they said, hey, just do that and let's diversify.
And right. Every year there's not a Halo. It should be this. It should be a Halo and a Forza, whichever Forza you want to come out the same year as Halo. And then the next year it should be the other Forza and Gears of War. And that should be the cycle for Microsoft every year. It should be, oh, what's this fall? Oh, this fall, it's a Halo Forza Horizon year. And then the next fall, oh, it's a Forza.
Well, they were set up that way. And then I don't know what happened. Like, cause they had Fable in there too, right? Like that was their like third, like trying to be their third thing.
And yes, and we should be on Fable 6 by now, but we're not. And then they bought up all these studios just to shut them down. When
they bought like that's part of the
well they bought
just
it
the
I mean,
natural way of the, these things like they yeah. weren't buying them for these too. Yeah, but they weren't buying them for Arkane, Austin, and Pingu no. Gameworks, right? Like that's not
but
where
I
the
think,
money was
I think
was being spent.
If there's I guess it's just more of a if there's talent there and if it can help expedite the release of something. Of
what are they working on, though? Like, what? I have no idea what they're working on.
Fallout 5 is apparently what they're working on, I thought. And there's a new Skyrim game that they're supposedly working
on. Sure, sure there is.
I mean, these are the things. These are the things. But those are the, again, these are the things that should be coming out on a regular basis. I think Starfield was a good idea, but I don't think it worked. It was too much. It was too much like Mass Effect in certain beats where it was like, oh, this is like shitty Mass Effect. That was sort of the problem. And the fact that Obsidian put out a game that was also a better version of a role-playing game in outer space, not, you know, a 2 years before it. So a lot of that didn't work where if they had something ready out of the gate, another Fallout or another Skyrim to kind of soften that. Because again, we're talking Microsoft wanting to be in, if they want to sit at the big boy table with releasing the big boy games, they got to be releasing these big boy games at a clip.
Nobody's releasing big boy games, though. There's no games.
Well, that's...
We're all games.
That's
There's a new Assassin's Creed game.
I mean, good on them, I guess.
They're managing to keep pumping them out.
Managing to keep pumping out the games.
I mean, that's how you get a Helldivers becoming so popular, because what the hell else is there?
Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. So did you watch the, we talked about it, the Assassin's Creed Shadows, which is a new ninja Assassin's Creed.
I was so offended.
Black guy, and he had a beard, too. They wouldn't allow a beard in Japan.
Oh, no, that's not what I was offended about.
Oh, which one?
I was offended that they... I got to think of a good joke and I don't have one. So come back to me. Sorry, I shit the bed.
So finally, they're making it a Japan.
By the price.
What's that? For the price?
I was offended by the price.
Well, so everyone's been asking for an Assassin's Creed Japan game for a while. It's been at least been rumored for a while, and now it's finally happening. It's coming out this year.
I know. I hope it's good. You know, we all know I love Assassin's Creed games. It's not like it's a secret. Is it? But I am also not a fan of samurai games.
Well, like, ninja and samurai.
I know there's a ninja. There's I know, but I think you have to like swap between the two.
Right.
Like if it was all ninja, I'd probably be on board. Something about samurais I find slow and clunky, and I'm usually not a fan.
So that when you need to climb, you do the ninja, and then when you need to stab more, you do the samurai.
Exactly. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a
personal preference thing. I know there are people that love samurais in games, and more power to you. I'm not taking that away from you.
Maybe this will be the thing that makes you like samurais.
Yeah, because there was that, Tsushima, whatever that game was.
Yeah.
Like that just didn't do it for me.
Oh, I liked that a lot.
I know you did. Again, I'm not taking that away from you.
I'm not offended. Yeah,
as nor should you be.
Okay.
It just wasn't for me. I recognize that it's an excellent game.
Right.
But I also recognize that I don't want to play more of it.
Right. What about...
I look forward to the complaints about this one being set in Japan, but not made in Japan.
Oh, yeah. On behalf of people getting... White people getting offended on behalf of Japanese people?
Yes, that is what I'm looking for.
That it's made in France?
Yes.
Don't tell them where tempura comes from.
Portugal. It's true.
Yes, I know.
What else we got here? Did you see the new Sonic Rumble trailer? They're making a Battle Royale Sonic game.
Okay.
32 players.
Okay.
Get the rings. All right. I don't know what else. Go woof, woof, around the thing.
All right.
That's it.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Like, Sega makes Sonic games. Like,
yeah.
Like, they just keep, like, they're making Sonic games. Like, we get like 4 or 5 Sonic games a year, it seems like.
Yeah, it's smart. People like Sonic. That's their thing.
That's how you do it. That's right. That's how you do
like,
it.
Like, why can't Microsoft look at this and go like, maybe we should make some like games with all of our different IP that we have. Like, and maybe they don't, maybe we don't have to make like these huge blockbuster games, but maybe it just has to be a game that people like would want to like play
and have fun for a little bit. And then wait for the one that comes out next year or later this year.
That keeps our intellectual property on the top of the minds of our players and, you know, makes them continue to feel good about the Game Pass that they may be subscribing to. You know, those kind of things.
Are you still taking digs at Microsoft?
Yes, I'm still taking digs at Microsoft. They're doing a bad job. What else am I supposed to do? And I love Microsoft. We all know that. I don't love Microsoft. That's stupid. But I'm
like
a fan
your Xbox.
I like my Xbox. I'm a fan of it. But I want them to do better.
Yeah.
And I know they can do better.
Maybe we can skip some of these here. You pick one, Wombat. Pick one of these stories that you like. We'll talk about it.
Do we want to talk about Helldivers?
Sure. We can talk. Well, so while we were away, they had that whole Helldivers controversy with the stupid PSN requirements. So people on Steam like review bombed the game. And in fact...
It was a dumb decision on Sony's part. It's one thing if when the game comes out at launch, you're like, okay, oh, and by the way, if you want to play this on PC, you need a PSN to log in. It's another thing for the game to be out for a month and people who've been playing the game and then say, oh, by the way, here's a gate to this game that you already bought. And if you're a PC gamer, there's a chance you may not even have a PSN account. So now you have to make some new account and get
and there were regions that you could not even have PSN accounts.
Yeah. Many. So there was it was a very flawed concept that they tried to implement after the fact. It was an all around dumb bad idea.
And the blowback was so swift and overwhelming. It was it was like playing Helldivers actually. It was like just swarms and swarms of bad reviews all at once.
And these poor people at this small company trying to just
like, not our fault.
We just made this game and we want people to play.
We just made this game that like, you know, exceeded all expectations and we're watching our partner completely remove all the goodwill that we've built up, which is like impossible to build up, you know. Imagine putting out, how hard is it not just to put out a game today that's a hit, but also to have like all the support of the fans and everything, like all the goodwill. And they just like,
it's crazy,
fucking threw it right off the table. But they did, Sony did cave in. It was too late. They took a long time to cave in.
Took them way too long just to reverse that decision. The reviews are back to normal though.
But they're still... They're not really, though. When you go to Steam, it says mixed. Now, it says, like, recent, it says mixed. So, like, overall, it's okay, but recent, it says mixed, because not everybody went back and changed their reviews. It was stupid. They took way too long to cave. They obviously should have never done it, but you realize that you didn't think this through when everything starts exploding. You don't fucking, you know, put your foot down and, like, hold your ground, like, over your dumbass decision. You're like, wait a minute, the people might be right here. We are the assholes.
And they were. And of course, this all happened the day after I got the game.
Which is great. So how do you like the game?
I like the game. I played a little bit more today. I haven't played it. Like I said, I haven't played a ton of anything in the last. It's been a very difficult week and a half. But outside of that.
We got to play.
I did get to play some. I'm like level 5. But I do have the orange. I have an orange suit, so that's kind of cool.
That'll help.
It does help. I like the how you unlock stuff in this game. I like how they set that up. I even like how you unlock the better, you know, weapons and the, you know, the Mortal Kombat fatality moves. I like how you unlock better versions of that kind of stuff. I have 2 turrets two different types of turrets. Wait,
what are the
now.
Fatality moves?
You know, like emotes, the, no, when you do left, left, right, right, up, up, down, and then you throw down, and the turret falls from the
stratagems or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know what they call
those
them.
Those are all the yeah. I was like, wait, you could do fatalities in that game? I'm like level 20. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. What else would you call them?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I have found it's feast or famine with that game. Like, I'll get into a game and it'll be some, and it's always one thing or the other. You get into a game and everybody's super cool and everyone is in sync with where you need to go and everyone will revive people when they need to. And everybody throws down the right weapon at the right time. And that's awesome. And you all get on the ship and you get escape. Or I join a game. I'm in it for maybe 8 seconds, and then I immediately get kicked before I even have a chance to do anything.
It doesn't happen too often, though, I think. It does happen.
Every other game.
I think they're like waiting for their friend or something, or they see you're too low level.
Yeah,
and then
that's
just
what
like,
I'm thinking too. So it's one or the other.
Yeah.
I like it when it's one way, not the other. Although I was playing today, I was playing with someone who was like level 27. And he was had to be on his PC because he was typing things like, I'm just trying to find blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, whatever, I'll follow you around. And I helped him do some things. And we finally get to the landing pad. And before the ship could land, it's like there 1 minute, the guy left the game. Oh. So he left me stranded there with a minute to go. And, you know, I got out. But it was just like, oh, why not finish? Why not see this through, dude? But
maybe he... His mom pulled out the Ethernet cord.
I was
going
to say it had to be like dinner time. That was my only, like, whatever it was that he couldn't make it another minute. I was like, I don't know what happened there, but it is a fun game. It definitely you get that heart starts thumping when there's a little bit of time left and you're like, okay, I could do this.
Right. We can make it out of here. Yeah. They did a nice job with the game. It'll be interesting to see how they keep it fresh. Because you are really doing the same thing over and over again, and
you are doing the
not
same
much
thing over
to the
and
loop.
Over again. The controls do take a little getting used to, at least for me. I don't know. There's definitely a learning curve with all the buttons do.
The reloading, because you waste clips if you reload at the wrong time, and you have to be diving out of the way a lot of these insects and shit.
And it's, you know, push right
switching
on
the weapons
head and or triangle for guns, but you got to hold the triangle over the other. You got to hold the L2 trigger and then you got to hit the combo thing and then throw the thing. Yeah. So there's definitely a learning curve there. But again, I understand why the game is as popular as it is.
We should play on Twitch, maybe. All right. Let's
you can play on Twitch and I'll join your game.
Okay. How's Like a Dragon going, Chip?
I finished it.
Woo!
I got to the end. The end was it wasn't the best, but it was okay. How the story ended this time around. They didn't really stick the landing there, but I finished up. I think I had about 90 hours or so in it. And I didn't do much of the real like Pokemon battles that are in there, the Sujimon battles or the like island simulation portion of it. So there's probably still a good portion of the game that's just sitting there waiting for me to dive back in. But I started Alan Wake. I was next in line.
Okay.
Alan Wake 2.
Yes. Yes.
We do. Yes.
So I'm like 45 minutes into that. So I'm still like kind of in the tutorial.
Yeah.
Section of it, but
it's pretty cool though, right?
That's a good game. Have you played that?
Yeah, we played a bunch. Mrs. Cheapy, it made her a little like dizzy because it's like third person and the bouncy. But I thought
you turned off the motion blur and stuff though. Did you try that?
Yeah, maybe we should try that again because it was really cool. It reminded
There's
me
a lot of
playing
things in that game.
Yes, it reminded me of like playing True Detective, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting, like, kind of like the FBI portion of it, of figuring out the mystery and like kind of putting the clues together. And yeah, I'm excited to be back playing Alan Wake again.
Yep. Yeah. There's plenty of weird shit in there.
Yeah. right from the get-go, you're like, all right, yep, this is weird. And there's like, I don't know, there's still like, it's really high production, but there's still like some stuff that's like, this lip syncing looks off, like when they're like talking and everything.
Yeah, kind of, did I notice that? It sounds familiar.
Yeah, like it's like, huh, that's kind of like, the graphics look really good and I like all this, but the lip syncing's off a little bit, but it doesn't really bother me. Like, it's like somehow it like works for the game, but
you're like, why?
Yeah, it's like, why doesn't this sync up properly? But I also checked out the Contra DLC for Vampire Survivors, Operation Guns.
That's the real thing.
It's a real thing. So like the whole Vampire Survivors thing was like based off of Castlevania, like sprites and everything, yeah. Right? But not officially.
Right.
But now they have like Konami like sponsored downloadable content that's Contra based.
Okay. Did they already do a Castlevania one? They did, right? Or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, the Dead Cells did Castlevania.
Right. Yeah. That's what, okay.
Yeah. Vampire Survivors, I don't know how you would do Castlevania. Like,
how can you make it more Castlevania?
You just like replace there. The names of the characters with the music, like the official names.
You get the music.
Right. Like, it's already pretty much Castlevania. But the Contra stuff's fun because, like, you, like, it's got like the little, I don't know, blimps or whatever that are like come through and you like can smash those and get the different weapons out and the bombs and everything. And it's got all the Contra enemies like running around and you unlock, I don't know, Billy. Is Billy one of the Contra guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Billy and Jimmy, I think. No.
Okay.
No.
No, wait, no, that's Double Dragon.
Right.
Yeah.
Contra's who?
Probably Billy still. I'm pretty sure his name was Billy.
Contra guys' names.
I think it's Blue and Red, I believe, are their names.
I unlocked one of them. And so
Bill,
now,
yeah, Bill. Yeah. Bill Reiser.
Yeah, Bill Reiser is who I unlocked.
Or Rizzer. Yeah, yeah, good. And there's Lance Bean.
Okay, I haven't unlocked Lance Bean yet.
That's the other guy, I think.
Gotcha.
Lance and Bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar. Like, I always call those guys by name, I'm sure.
Rajago in the chat points out that there's also going to be a Castlevania DLC for Dead by Daylight.
So as little as Konami is doing with their franchises, they are finally figuring out how to make money off of their IPs.
Right. They're focused on the gyms.
That's the key, isn't it?
I mean, I'm fine with this. Like, it all makes all the sense in the world. Like, Vampire Survivors, yes, I'll give you like $2 or whatever it was to get the DLC to play Contra stuff in there. It's fun. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, Operation Guns. Now we have gun weapons in here, and you're, yeah. I don't know. Sounds cool.
It's how cool. Much they get for that?
$2.
It's like $2.
Oh,
like $2, $2.50. I don't remember. It's like
putting that, quarters that whole in the arcade machine.
Survivors thing is crazy because it's like that's a $5 game,
right?
They've put out free DLC. There's like been a couple paid DLCs that have been like $2 each or whatever, and it's like
smart.
Yeah.
Great. I'm sure it's a great business. Cagbag. What do we got here? We got a few here. Sold by Ronnie writes in and goes, what can Xbox do to right the ship? They keep stepping on rakes, one step forward and two steps back. Is there a solution?
Make more games. Make games with all the licenses you have.
There's an instant solution that they should do in June when they have their thing, this whatever their Summer of Games press conference is going to be. They need to end that by dumping, it doesn't have to be everything, but you need to dump some Activision games onto Game Pass. You have to do it. You can't sit on this anymore. You've reached that point. If you do not end that press conference by saying, here's some Spyro, here's some Crash, here's some Call of Duty, then
why?
Why? Seriously, yeah. Why? You've reached that stress point where you have literally nothing else, but you have something in your pocket that's going to make people forget that you have nothing. And that's the important thing. You need to make people forget you have nothing.
they're not doing that. In fact,
well, they're not doing it. Like, Sony's doing it by remastering games.
Right?
Like, they're like, we're going to fill in this space. We're going to remaster some games. We don't care that they only released 2 years ago. here's the remaster of this. Like, Microsoft's not even doing that. Like, what?
Well, Sony got lucky. Hello, little dog. Sony got lucky with Helldivers right now, because that's their game where they don't even have to worry too much about the right now, because they have a right now. So people aren't even thinking about what, well, where's Sony's big game, because they have a little game that's turned, that's their big game.
I think they're still thinking about on Sony's side too.
Like, I'm sure Sony is thinking about it. I just mean, the populace isn't thinking about it as much, because there is a something. The problem right now is that Xbox has a nothing, but they have things in their pocket. It's not like they have to remaster anything.
So much. Like, I don't know. I think that they were trying to compete against Sony so much that they like didn't look at like more of the Nintendo model of like, we have all these IPs and we're just going to like put out games, like, right? Like, even if it's a remaster of a game, here's still a game that you're gonna like. And they're not doing it. Like, there's like, they did, like,
they don't even have to do a remaster. They just have to say, here's not last year's Call of Duty, here's Call of Duty from the year before.
Sure. That. They even have that going for them.
And that's, and that doesn't need to
I'd
be
still remastered. Call it remastered, though. Just throw a remaster, even if you did nothing. Just throw a remaster down
here. Here's Call of Duty. I don't even remember what that one was called, but here's Call of Duty, whatever it was called. Here right. You go. Here's that. Here's Crash Team Racing and a Call of Duty game.
Even without the Activision stuff, though, they've been sitting on so much IP, like all of that Rare stuff that they've had for years.
That's a whole other nothing.
Like hardly anything with all this time. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
we're even getting the negative Game Pass articles now. Like, yeah. Like the okay, quality and selection is not as good as it used to be. Nothing's coming out.
Not nearly. And yet they have the games. They just need to flip the Switch. It can't be much more than that. It's not like they have to add them into the digital marketplace. They're already there. It must. I don't know. I don't understand.
Right. All right, Jason writes in, he says, he's picked up the ping pong habit. Is there any way to get better besides volunteering at a ping pong club? I want to beat all my kids, not just the youngest. Well, volunteering is not what you want to do. You want to take a lesson at a ping pong club, but not everybody has access to that. That's the number one thing. If you can go to a ping pong club and take a lesson from a coach or more than one lesson, that's the best. If you can't do that, then go on YouTube and just look up beginner table tennis tips and you'll just watch someone do the form. It's like if you were trying to learn golf. You can't learn the golf form really just from like watching people play on TV. You need to see some sort of instructional video or take instruction from a coach. That's all you got to do. Ian writes in and he says, should I go to the Jeff Keighley Summer Game Fest? I never got to go to E3. He's got to pay for his flight plus a $70 ticket. And no. It's a 1 day trip.
I'm going to say no.
How could it meet those price expectations? It would be difficult.
I mean, if you had another reason to be in LA, if there's something else you really want to see there.
Homelessness.
Is this like... Summer Game Fest is just still like trailers, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Although I did watch a cool TikTok about the Magic Castle Hotel today that made me go, oh, that's cool. I would stay there. Wait, so what? Maybe that's in LA.
Is that Randy Pitchford's place?
No, it's part of the Magic Castle restaurant. Does he own the Magic Castle restaurant? No. Whatever. Restaurant and club. So, but that looked cool. So maybe you look that up.
I'm looking up Summer Game Fest right now just to see it. Like,
I'm pretty sure Randy Pitchford bought the Magic Castle.
That sounds familiar. Magic Castle.
I wouldn't be surprised if he performed there, but then again, nothing.
No, I'm pretty sure he bought it.
He did.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did I just ruin that for you?
I mean, maybe a little. I don't know.
It sounds like it. I don't know. It's complicated. I can't read about it now. Exactly. To answer this guy's question, no. I can't imagine that it's going to be worth a trip to go to Summer Game Fest. I think you're just sitting in an auditorium watching Jeff Keighley on a stage and standing in front of videos, right?
I mean, it depends on what your flight cost is. Like, if you want to go and hang out with other gamers or whatever, and then like, yeah, hang around LA. It doesn't seem that bad, but
yeah, LA's good.
Yeah, it's although not going to be E3.
Randy Pitchford claims to be preservation minded with his ownership of the Magic Castle. He wants to keep it as original as possible and maintain it. So I guess I'll give him a pass from other nonsense.
Is that a place to watch magic be performed?
You've never heard of the Magic Castle in LA?
No.
Yeah, it's like, it used to be like an exclusive club where only magicians were allowed to be members.
Okay. Exclusive.
Exclusive club
right.
for magicians.
Uh-huh.
And like you had to know somebody who knew somebody to get a table there. And you would go and you would have dinner and magicians walk around and do like close up magic while you're eating. And there's also like a main stage with a big magic, like real magic shows. But you had to like, it was like a secret. You had to like, again, you had to like know somebody to get in, to get a reservation. It was like a whole thing.
You have to know Randy Pitchford to get in.
There was a lot of secrecy around it. And I think there still is. But, you know, that was like the whole thing to be like, you're not a real magician until you're a member of the Magic Castle kind of thing. Like David Copperfield and Penn and Teller. And I remember the big one because this, you know, I'm a 90s kid. I remember it was like a big deal that Doogie Howser, when he was on Neil Patrick Harris, when he was on Doogie Howser, was like became the youngest member of the Magic Castle.
He's a magician too?
He's a magician, yes.
What can't he do?
Exactly. So I remember that when I was a kid, and that's probably why I was like, oh my God, I always wanted to go there. And then I saw a thing today about the hotel that I didn't even know there was a hotel that's like across the street. But
now you really want to go.
Now I kind of really want to go. The hotel is weird. The hotel has a phone next to the pool. And when you pick up the phone and you just say, yeah, I'd like, you know, a cherry popsicle, a guy walks out with a silver tray and he hands you a popsicle. But it's only popsicle delivery. It's only popsicles and it's by the pool.
What?
Yeah. It's weird.
That is weird. All right.
I know.
All right. Let's, I think we've said it all. We've mm-hmm. answered all the questions. We've solved all the problems.
Did we?
We fixed the gaming industry. We've saved Microsoft.
So very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? What else is there to do?
Nothing. Go to sleep.
Exactly. All right. We'll see you next time.
Redstone.